trust God when your adult child is struggling? I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting department, and we're going to answer that question, at least to some degree, today. Let's hear now from Allison Botke. She was with us last time speaking with Jim Daly about an acronym she created called SANITY, which is all about having healthy boundaries with your adult kids. And today they kind of unpack that and talk about the S in SANITY.
Starting back with S for stop negative behavior, give examples of what parents are doing wrong to enable their adult children.
Stop the flow of money is a big one. For things that have to stop, it's very individual for all of us. We're not all making these, you know, the like mistakes. But typically the big ones are stop the flow of money, stop making excuses, stop coming to the rescue. You know, stop being a landing pad for your child. You know, stop your own issues, stop your own swooping in, stop your own fear. If you can stop fear, if you can stop being a prisoner to fear and guilt. And that's there's a lot of stops. I had pages of stops, Jim, that I
wrote that's
down.
Good. And Edna was a woman that was working three jobs. And what was she doing with all that energy and the money she was making from three jobs? Why was she working three jobs?
She was covering the car payment for her daughter, who had this very fancy SUV. She was buying clothes and food for the three grandkids. She paid for her daughter's auto insurance. She paid for just about everything and had to take these jobs to afford it. And I met her at a yard sale, and I just kind of looked at her and talked. I've become very outspoken about this issue, about the boundaries and why. Because I asked her, why are you doing this to your detriment? Because she was tired. She was exhausted. She had to jump in her beaten down. I saw her car, broken down vehicle, and her daughter is driving a fancy, you know, Navigator SUV that
she's paying for.
Yes, and I asked her. I said, why don't you think you deserve a decent vehicle? Why don't you think at your time, you know, don't you deserve not to work so hard?
Yeah, Allison, you've been really good about distinguishing. You know, everybody's situation is going to be somewhat different, obviously. I'm thinking of the difference between a young adult in college where, you know, you're helping them with some of these expenses because they're in college. And that was kind of the deal you had. I'll take care of some of the rent. I'll take care of, you know, insurance, things like you've mentioned. But it's under that guise of college. Is that reasonable since they're doing something to prepare their future? You know, a lot of parents, we have accounts for that called 529s or some other thing where money's been put away so that they can take care of these expenses. Differentiate between that situation and somebody who's 23 on their own and can't make the rent and you're bailing them out, can't make a car payment, you're bailing them out. Yeah, is there a difference?
Well, I believe there is. And you mentioned it. It comes down to responsibility. If there's a mutual, you know, communication and respect there, and there's responsibilities and there's an understanding of what you're going to pay for. Like you mentioned, you only paid for so much of tuition for your daughter. There's nothing wrong with helping our children get a start.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, I don't want parents beating themselves up because they're helping their kids.
And you shouldn't.
Their kids are helping themselves. I mean, that seems like a good opportunity.
If they are going to school, if they are actually going to their classes, if they're actually going to graduate, or do you know where they're at? You know, you're paying all this tuition. Are they actually going to school? Yeah. What kind of grades are they getting? Are you funding a student who's getting, you know, straight Fs and clearly has no real motivation to get this degree? That's why it's all so individual, Jim. It's so hard. But if you do have the money, you've focused on that, and it's an understanding. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Good conversation with Jim and Allison, and that brought up how great it is to help your kids when they have a need, but there are some boundaries needed at times, Danny, because I'm helping my child, and they don't seem to be getting the picture. They just seem to be dependent on me and my help now, so what do I do with that?
Yeah, what a challenge that is, because there is a softness from us as parents that we want to help our child when they're struggling, when there is truly a need, when it's food, water, shelter, some basic needs that we could potentially provide. Really, it's important to first acknowledge the feelings that your child may be feeling. Maybe you feel insecure, inadequate, or this is super scary for you. You want to acknowledge those first, so you show an understanding. And then you use the word and, not but you mm-hmm. say, and I know what would be best for you is for me not to bail you out on this, because I know that you can get this. You have the skills, talents, resources to do it on your own, and I believe in you. I believe you can do this. And if they get angry, you can say, yeah, you know, my role as a parent at this point is not to make you happy at all, and it has never been that. And I've enjoyed happiness along with you, but it's to see you find healthiness so that you can experience joy, happiness, a sense of success. Yeah. That's what I want for you. But for now, I need to bring healthy into your life so that you can believe in what you've been given. You have these skills and talents to give away as a gift to the world around you. You could change the world, and I believe in you. So this is a good place to start.
Mm. Hard, hard words. You've got to be strong and able to withstand kind of the response to that. But I really appreciate that direction. And let me just note, the entirety of the conversation with Allison Bakke is available as a free download. We're going to link over to that entire discussion in the show notes, which is going to be helpful for you or as a resource to pass along to a friend who has a child struggling. And if you can, please donate to the work of Focus on the Family, as we provide so many different resources to parents. I mean, we've got podcasts, we've got videos, we have articles and video series. There's just a lot that we have for parents. A big heart that Danny has for parents and his team comes in every day to make sure that moms and dads get equipped and encouraged. And you're doing that through Focus on the Family when you donate to the work here. So please donate generously and know you're making an impact. And we'll send a copy, if you request it, of the book by Allison Bakke, Setting Boundaries with Your Adult Children. We're going to link over to all the different helps and opportunities to contribute in the episode notes. Josh and Christy Straub join us next time as they offer hope for what to do when a child is worried they're not fitting in with others. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.